All right, good morning. 9:09 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time to talk with Candy Westbrook here this morning, and we have some guests to get on as well, so it's an exciting morning here.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Before we get started, though, I want to do a quick shout-out to you and the station for all the wonderful awards that you guys won.
Well, thank you.
Good job. Never a doubt, because we have an awesome radio station here, but something I don't know if everybody realizes, though, is you guys are in competition with stations that are in large cities. So it's good job.
Yeah, well, we're one of the smallest, if not the smallest station, I think, in some of these categories. So, hey, it is kind of
a little
bit of an underdog here. So yeah. we're happy for the competition.
Good job. Kudos. All right. So I'm going to introduce some speakers, some guests that we have here today, because they're going to sneak out a little bit later. But we have Outlaws Reloaded. We have Brad Bryant and Matt Godsey. Did I say it right?
That's right.
Okay. And they're going to be performing after the rodeo tomorrow. Not today, night. Right? All right. Tomorrow. So I'm going to turn it over to you guys. Tell us a little bit about what's going on tomorrow night.
Well, tomorrow night, Outlaws Reloaded will take the stage after the rodeo. They're saying around 10 o'clock, and we'll play till midnight. We may go longer. They didn't know if we could with the curfew or anything that's going on. Outlaws Reloaded, if you have not followed us, we've been around for 3 years. We play a lot of red dirt, country, rock and roll. We put a new twist on some of the old dirt, or the old country songs that we play. We consist of Matt Godsey on vocals, myself, Brad Bryant on drums, Brian Whelan Jr. on guitar, Jason Blex on bass. He's also our sound tech. I don't want to say sound guy. And Cody Sundquist, he's lead guitar. He's the youngest. He's actually attending K-State. He just graduated a couple of years from high school.
Right.
I also want to give a shout out to Brian Whelan Sr.,
yes,
who runs our lights and sound when Jason's busy. Also, want to give a shout out to all of our wives for letting us do what we love to do. You know, letting us have fun. A lot of them come along. Last year we played at the Cowboy Prom. Lucas Carr got a hold of us and Chastity. And Lucas got a hold of us this year to play after the rodeo. So that's how all this came about.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't liked us on Facebook, please give us a like, follow. It tells you where all we're playing at. We played at the Prairie Nut Hut in Altoona, Kansas, the Dirty Mill over in Pittsburgh. In September, we're actually opening for Jackson Taylor and the Sinners, September the 29th. We're playing Neil Walla Bandstand this year, Saturday. We're the last band that goes on before the Oak Ridge Boys. Uh-huh. The VFW here in town, VFW and Independence.
We play a little bit everywhere.
Yeah.
Casinos,
all over. Yeah. All over. So, yeah, give us a like. You want to add anything?
Yeah, we're just looking forward to tomorrow night. That's going to be fun. The Cowboy Prom Brad was talking about, that was really fun. That was one of those things where we kind of didn't know what we were getting into there. And, it ended up being a really, really fun gig. I mean, the kids liked it, and then, you know, when the kids were done with prom, the parents got to come in, and we played for them for about an hour. And so
awesome.
I'm sure we'll probably see some of the same folks tomorrow night that we saw out there
Absolutely.
For the prom night we played.
Now, is everybody in the band semi-local, or do you guys kind of all at?
Yeah, we're somewhat. I mean, we're all from Southeast Kansas. Mm-hmm. We're spread out a little bit. I myself am from just outside of Altamont. We got Brian, he's from St. Paul. Brad's from Caney. Cody is by way of Independence. He's in Manhattan now, but he comes down and plays a lot of the bigger gigs and stuff that we play. And Jason's from Independence.
Yeah.
So we're kind of spread out in Southeast Kansas, but we consider ourselves a local SEK band.
Well, that's great. And how did all this come about? I mean, did you guys play together before, or, you know, just kind of the group formed and kind of snowballed a little bit?
I've actually played around Southeast Kansas since high school. We actually was Outlaws Reloaded, and we was playing up at Altamont for their Flag Day celebration, and Matt was going to open up for us.
Yeah, that was that's kind of how I joined the band.
That's how he joined.
They started out as Outlaws Reloaded, and were playing one of their first gigs, and they asked me to play the Flag Day Festival and open up for them, and I sent them a message and said, hey, you guys have a set list you can send me. I don't want to, you know, step on any toes and play any of the same songs you're playing. And they sent me a set list, and I was like, well, mine's similar. And they're like, well, why don't you just come practice with us, and we'll see how that goes.
Wow.
And, you know, I've been playing with them ever since. That was almost 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
pretty cool
good.
Story. It's been fun.
Do you have, on your Facebook page, you have clips of any of your music by chance?
We do. Yes. You can go on our Facebook page, Outlaws Reloaded there, and there's videos. We usually put up a few of every performance we do.
Awesome.
And they usually are live while we're on stage.
Right.
So.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, if you want to follow us there, you can find us there. Give us a like, a follow. That'll help us out. And then you can see where we're playing next. Watch any of our live videos.
So. And the great thing is this concert is free.
Yes. Free.
So, you know, even if you don't end up staying at the whole rodeo, you know, come out that night and come to the concert. And that's great that you guys are doing that. And it's nice to bring back music to the fair and rodeo.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Love
come,
it.
Come out and support live music. That's
yeah,
what I
exactly.
keep telling everyone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're all about that. Well, so it's going to be great. I hope everyone can come out and see you guys. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thanks. Absolutely. Thanks for coming.
All righty. Thank you guys so much.
All righty. Well, I will jump in on some other announcements, and they're going to sneak away.
That's right.
I think you got some.
Yeah, if you want to have a contest or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll give those away.
Okay.
We'll take care of it. We'll take it from here. All right. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, so it's already lots of stuff going on over there at the Walter Johnson Park.
There
it is a busy
not
place.
Not a moment not to do something during Fair and Rodeo this week. There's, every hour or something going on. And, of course, the food is open now. So come out and enjoy all the good concessionaires and the vendors that are out there. And they have some new ones this year, so a little fun to shake things up a little bit and have some different stuff to try out. So that's always one of my favorites. And then, of course, the carnival set up, so... Yeah. Today is the parade, and that's at 4 p.m. Downtown. So come on down and watch the parade, run in afterwards, grab an icy, you know, as well while you're there. So
yeah, head on downtown.
Yeah. But just jump on fairandrodeo.com, and that'll give you the full schedule of everything that's going on. And you can still purchase tickets. We get that question all the time. You have to either do it online or you do it at the ticket office before the event. So.
Sure. Yeah, they've got them right there. And then the parade route, we have the graphic and everything up on the website. We've been talking about it, but pretty much just along here on 8th Street or a part of 9th Street over there and the plaza. I mean, there's as long as you're kind of here downtown, you'll find a spot.
Yeah.
You'll see where everyone is.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it's exciting. Well, a few things I wanted to share. So, as mentioned before, we are having legislative forums on September 19th and 21st. Here, I'll scoot over a little bit to get centered. And we're looking for questions from the community. So if you could email me, my email's on the website, or you can message our Facebook page. But we are looking for questions that you want us to ask those candidates. Time will be limited, so I can't guarantee that every question that's submitted that we get to answer it. But definitely I want to hear from you all. Please send me your questions, and let's make sure this is a good forum.
Well, this is going to be great, and of course, we'll broadcast the forum.
Absolutely.
And so this is, I know a lot of people say, hey, well, you know, I want to be involved, or I want to see change, or that sort of thing. Well, this is your chance to actually, you know, ask those questions, because if you're thinking of them, chances are someone else's.
Right.
So what's the best way to send those questions in, Candy?
So on the website, you can click on my bio. It has my email, and you can email me directly there. You can message our Facebook page, or if you just want to type something up and drop it off at the chamber, that'll be great.
Okay,
so,
very good.
And I'll remind everybody as we get closer, too. So, we only have a few more weeks left of our discounted membership special that we're doing. So along with it, just it's investing in your community and all the great projects that we're working on. But there's some great perks that come with it, like we have discounted advertising, we have a copy service, we have a free meeting room, so... Anyway, I just wanted to do a shout-out to some of our newest members. So El Charo's is now a chamber member. Love that place. Tractor Supply. You may have been seeing all the changes going over there by Orchlands. Most of the stuff is about 70% off right now. So couple more weeks that they're going to do that, and then they'll probably shut down while they bring in all the stuff for Tractor Supply and transition over. So they'll be ready to go in October. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas joined. And then, of course, in the works right now is Pete's Corporation with the Pete's Truck Stop that's coming. And they are supposed to be letting me know the day that they're going to be opening. So I'll know it's around Labor Day. So we don't know the exact date. Somewhere in that range. Maybe a little bit before, you know, maybe a little after. But I'm very excited about that. So, yeah, Pete's Corporation is coming. And, of course, we see Wendy's. Now, I haven't been able to get a hold of the person from Wendy's yet, but a birdie told me that they say there is going to be maybe some limited seating inside. So I'm trying to see if that's correct and make sure that's verified. But either way, I've got Wendy's coming, so very excited about it.
All right.
If you didn't get a chance to see the Visit Coffeeville commercial, I tell you, you should definitely check it out. We get visitors from all around the world, but we're really trying to promote some of our more regional visitors, maybe some people that are, you know, coming up for just a day trip. So Oklahoma area. And so if you haven't seen it, it's an amazing commercial, really highlights the awesomeness of Coffeeville. So it's on the Facebook page for Visit Coffeeville or the Chamber. Or if you can't find it, sometimes I know it gets knocked down. Just call me and I can send you the link. Okay, a few things from our businesses and community. So shout out to Atmos Energy. They are holding their annual fundraising golf tournament. All the proceeds from this year's tournament will be donated to KFAN, one of our local businesses here. It's the Kansas Family Advisory Network in Coffeeville. So I love that every year they pick an organization to give back to. And so we are blessed that they're doing that for KFAN. This Wednesday, which is today, I guess, you can come out and welcome the CC students back to school with the Food Truck Frenzy. So that'll be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Nanny Soul Food and Outsider Tacos are at least two of them that I know, and I think there may be a third one. But if you want to grab some food truck food and welcome the students back, that'll be during lunch. The schedule is filling up and planning is underway for all the activities on October 6th and 7th, which of course is Dalton Defender Days. If you would like to be a vendor during Dalton Days, you need to get that application in as soon as possible. You can message their event page for the application. Oh, this is kind of cool. You know, the library always has such amazing classes. I love all the fun things they do. Movie nights, crafts, painting classes, but they have one called Gemstone Panning that they're getting ready to do, and that's September 16th. And if you follow them on Facebook, you'll see all the events, but sign up for that because that it looked like a lot of fun. So the Midwest Pregnancy Center is looking for boy toddler clothes for their Coffeeville Center. So if you have any new or gently used boys clothes from, I think, 2T to 5T, then contact Midwest Pregnancy Center, and they can coordinate a drop-off for that. I did want to highlight every week in our newsletter, we've been highlighting a business that maybe our community doesn't know as much about. So this week we highlighted Joplin Blacksmithing and Ironworks. If you've ever seen any of his work, it's beautiful. He's a craftsman. Signs, handrails, plant hooks, knives. I mean, anything you can imagine, he can probably custom do the ironwork for it. So if you need something done, contact Joplin Blacksmithing on Facebook or contact me and I can get you and connect with them. So, I know you guys have already been doing the news on this, but just another reminder about the water watch that's getting ready to start. And then of course the commission voted on the downtown awnings to come down. So those are just a couple things that were in the news this week. Okay. I'll wrap it up with just a few events. Of course, like I said, fair and rodeo all week. That's going on, and perfect weather for it too.
That's right.
We got really lucky this year.
We did. It's going to warm up by the end of the week, but still, I mean, it's going to be near 100 by Saturday, but we've really, really, it's been unusual. So.
We've been very blessed with that. So, August 26th is the first downtown outdoor movie night. So come on out for that. Bring the kiddos. There's going to be some scavenger hunts and all kinds of fun activities. Always a good time. A big thing coming up, September 8th and 9th, is the 100-mile sale. So for all you garage sellers out there, make sure you stop by the chamber if you're going to have a sale and get listed on our map. It's $5. You just fill out a quick form, and then that takes the place of the garage sale permit that you have to normally get with the city. So stop by the chamber. We'll get you on that map, and then you can plot out your day going all around. So September 9th is also the end of summer music bash in Cherryville. I think they have like 7 bands or something. It's a ton. So that's always a good time. And then that same night is the Tyro Car Show, which is always a huge car show in the area. Wow. That Saturday, if you don't like traffic, then I would just suggest you stay home because it's going to be so many people driving around for so many different activities and a lot of fun. And that's just the main things coming up. Lots more on our community calendar if you want to look and plan your next few months out. All kinds of things are out there, but that's just a few things for right now.
Okay, well, very good. Well, Candy, I'm sure we'll see you out there at the Interstate Fair and Rodeo. There's Rodeo Tonight, Demo Derby getting started here on Friday and Saturday, so lots to come.
That's right.
Okay. All right, well, thanks so much, Candy, and so I know you'll stay busy, and we'll talk to you here again next week.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's Candy Westbrook of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, and coming up next, we do have more Open Line. That's on the way here on KGGF.